Coronavirus update. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Johns Hopkins University's tally Sunday shows the total number of COVID-19 cases in the U.S. since the pandemic began approaching 35 million, while the number of new daily cases continues to rise along with the rate of positive tests, now close to 8%. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, offered this outlook on ABC's This Week.
We're looking not, I believe, to lockdown, but we're looking to some pain and suffering in the future because we're seeing the cases go up.
Fauci notes 100 million Americans eligible to be vaccinated are not getting a shot and says that's allowing the propagation and spread of the outbreak. He says it's a matter of individual responsibility as well as rights.
The fact is, if you get infected, even if you are without symptoms, you very well may infect another person who may be vulnerable, who may get seriously ill. So in essence, you are encroaching on their individual rights.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster says he and his wife have both had COVID-19 and have been vaccinated. He tells Fox News Sunday he is encouraging people to get vaccinated, but won't be introducing any mandates.
We like to give the information to the people. We don't require them to do things. Give them the right information, not exaggeration or hyperbole. Make all the choices available to them and then let them make their decision. And it's working.
There has been a surge in Americans getting vaccinated over the past week as the more infectious Delta variant triggers a surge. Still, only about 60% of Americans are fully vaccinated. In Tokyo, Olympics organizers say they've banished six people, including two silver medalists from the country of Georgia, for breaking rules designed to protect against COVID-19. They're also investigating an outdoor drinking party involving multiple athletes at the village. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.